Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. John Kerry may not be the only person to leak U.S. security information to Iran. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes with the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
John Kerry supposedly leaking information to the foreign minister. I understand that you say there's more than a leak from John Kerry. There's some others involved in leaking U.S. security information.
You know, Jimmy, this is a disgraceful story. And, of course, John Kerry has denied there was any leak, that he made any leaks. But, you know, he has about as much credibility in saying that as Al Capone does in saying he never heard of a mob. John Kerry has really taken a cavalier attitude towards U.S. national security and U.S. national interests. And he has always sought to denigrate the United States, to slander the United States. He did that while he was Secretary of State. And once he was out of power and the Trump administration was in control of our foreign policy, Kerry met repeatedly with the Iranian foreign minister to urge him not to make any concessions to Trump, because as soon as Trump was out of office, they would be back to the Iran deal. Now, this latest story says, in addition to that, he also revealed U.S. national security secrets to the Iranians, and specifically about Israel's covert operations against Iranian outposts in Syria. We now know that three U.S. senators, including Chris Van Hollen of Maryland and Jeff Merkley and Chris Coons of Delaware, all three of them Democrats, met with Javad Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister, and other Iranians at the Munich Security Conference in 2020. And they tried to keep that secret. When it finally leaked out, they admitted, oh, yeah, we had a meeting, but it did not violate the Logan Act because, why, we're U.S. senators and we can do whatever we please. If Kerry's leaks are investigated by the U.S. Congress, they will discover that other members of Team Biden, people who were advising him on national security affairs, were also in contact with the Iranians. I think if an investigation is done of John Kerry, we may learn more about his involvement or the involvement of other U.S. national security advisors to then-candidate Joe Biden.
Ken Timmerman explaining why there may be leakers of U.S. security information to Iran other than John Kerry. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ said that wars and rumors of wars would be a major sign of his return to earth. That's Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7. As nations jockey for position in our world today to become superpowers, intelligence gathering will be a major component of who does lead this world in the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...